ticket.
The ticket.
Does everybody do work bits? Like, if you work for a big company, do you do bits?
It depends on the company's culture.
Do you put anyone's stapler in Jell-O? That's probably the best one, right?
Yeah. That's one of the all-time greats from the original Office. And the copycat Office, which was better.
I couldn't copy that one.
But...
You know, I've seen ones where they fill somebody's office with balloons, or they wrap everything on somebody's desk in aluminum foil, those kind of bits.
Yeah. I mean, when you work for big company.
Yeah, but the reply all email generally is not the forum for comedy.
Or is it?
How do you know?
I'm saying in the corporate world.
It's not.
There are way too many humorless people that will receive it, and you can get yourself in trouble.
Well, let's find out what happened today.
Okay, so we get emails all the time from people, right? And one came from
generic.
Our boss, Big Dan Bennett, who basically said, "Hey, guys, we're having problems with some of you answering email. If we want to close these deals and snap some necks and cash some checks, then let's start responding to these emails a little bit better. Thank you very much."
Even if it's just to confirm that you received the email, just so the other person isn't left hanging.
Yes. And so it looks like that the first to respond, and I don't know how many people we work with. Are we?
A couple hundred.
Okay, I was going to say 200. That equals out to a couple of hundred.
It does. Also a few hundred.
So Dan sent that email out at 11:35, and at 11:39 p.m. a.m., so 4 minutes later, we have a response from Matt Birmingham. He's the first one that just says, copy.
Yeah, so the comedy, of course.
I'm surprised I was the first.
We need more people to respond to these emails in a timely fashion.
Right.
And here comes Ham.
Off the top rope, first one, copy.
I'll show you a response. Reply all.
Right. Followed by a reply all response from our top 10 host, Jay King, who says, got it.
Maybe the two least serious people that work in the whole building.
Right.
So now 400 emails have been sent all over this company because those two guys are bored again.
Yes. But then, like, 2 minutes later, somebody else in the company responded to everyone, and it just said, received.
Yeah, a promotions assistant from what I'm seeing.
And by the third one in 3 minutes, now I'm thinking to myself, does Dan want us all to like demonstrate our emails work? Is this going to be 200 people sending reply all to 200 other people for the rest of the day?
Right.
And I'm actually asking myself, does he want us all to comply to his wishes?
Well,
until
soon, only 1 minute later. So this is all in a 7 minute frame that all this goes down. And
of course, most of us, unlike Corby, most of us have the notifications on. There's no way you do on your phone. Zero chance. Don't even bluff your way through this.
I'm not.
I don't even know why I have it on. Maybe I don't know how to turn it off.
Do you guys have all your notifications on for company email?
Do you even have Outlook on your phone?
There's no way.
There's no way.
Get into it.
Yeah,
but I can on my computer, and that's kind of awesome, right?
Well, anyway, my phone starts buzzing a lot, and boy, something big is going on. Maybe there's a traffic problem on the way to work.
Because that's typically
weather.
What we have. Yes.
Big weather.
Like lightning and current.
Maybe Delcus has said there's a 14% chance of rain today.
Lightning and current. So, anyway, this one person says, please do not reply to all.
And they put it in bold and they highlighted it.
Yes.
Right.
Normal font will not do here.
So then I'm like.
And all was in all caps.
Yes. So I'm like, all right, well, now we have to, right? Yeah,
now we're being challenged.
So.
Doggone it.
Well, hang on. We got some more comedy coming down the pike, it looks like. So then Corbett Davidson decided to reply to the person that replied with the all caps. Do not reply all to you or to Dan. I'm confused.
So simple Corby checks in.
Yes. Right.
Way to go.
Which
Snake.
For some reason that's not being replied to very, very heavily.
Yeah. Well,
we just got a new one.
From Hal J. The 100-year employee over at BAP says, got it, as he replied to all. Maybe Hal's listening right now? I don't know. If you are, Hal, how are you? I don't think I've ever seen Hal reply to anything.
No.
Were you surprised that I knew how to reply? That I knew the button to click?
I saw the wheels turning in your head on, if I want to reply all, is it the double arrow, or how does that work?
I actually got tech support to come in. They're like, what's wrong now? Well, I don't know how to reply all.
You just got the fork with the cork on the end. Just...
So that kind of work bit. Like, it's simple enough and innocent
harmless.
Enough.
Yeah, it's harmless.
Right, it is.
You brightened everyone's day.
The more tightly wound in the office might get a little torqued off.
But, I mean, we all know, well, this station at least, you know, the anchor, that we're fun and funny and we like to laugh and things like that. We're a little different, a little irreverent.
That's what put us where we are today.
Right. And so
on AM.
They can't expect us to just
number one
always follow the rules.
I mean, if they want to go bankrupt, they can discipline all of us and suspend us.
But you were trying to follow the rules. Yeah.
I was trying to follow. I didn't know what she meant, and so I needed clarification. Unfortunately, I never got the clarification I was looking for. I did have several people respond to me individually.
They didn't want to reply all.
With the cry face emoji.
Because they valued their job.
Yes. And like, oh my God, you're going to get in trouble or whatever. Like, okay. We've been working here for 700 years. Well, anyway, if you have a good story about work bits that maybe went the wrong direction, we have something called the helpline that we would love to hear from. Or hear you on, at least.
214-520-HELP.
Indeed. And speaking of the helpline...